In just a moment, we switch controls to California to the Dairy Rich show, Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink. And today, headlining one of Hollywood's most charming actresses, Brenda Joyce. There's a signal. We take you now to Hollywood.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week, Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities. Every week, a new story. And every week, the same delicious chocolate-flavored drink, Dairy Rich. Here now is our guest for today, a lovely star who has appeared often on Stars Over Hollywood and who always gives us a fine performance. Welcome back to the Dairy Rich Theater, Brenda Joyce.
Well, thank you, Art. It's nice to be back again.
Well, Brenda, I think the listeners would like to know what you've been doing before the cameras since you were here last.
Well, I just finished Shaggy for Pine Thomas. It's Cinecolor and be released soon.
Oh, a lot of our Brenda Joyce fans will be watching for it, I'm sure. Right now, though, it's time for a dramatic radio play, and we'll raise the curtain on Act One just as soon as I have a little talk with our listeners. Imagine this, $40,000 paid for a postage stamp that was discovered by a schoolboy who was rummaging in the attic. Stamp collecting is full of such treasure finds. Discovery of stamps printed in wrong colors or with a picture upside down, or any of dozens of printing errors. Results, a fortune for the lucky finder. But there's more to this fascinating hobby that is shared by millions, including kings, presidents, and thousands of other famous people. A stamp collection spreads before you world history and countless hours of adventuring in far lands. So here's big news, folks. Later in this program, Dairy Rich will make a sensational mystery stamp offer. An offer every experienced collector will want, and the chance of a lifetime for beginner collectors. So get pencils ready for the really marvelous stamp offer made by Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Dairy Rich presents Ask of Thyself, an original radio drama starring Brenda Joyce as Marsha Lord. Marsha Lord's home had always worn an air of friendliness that beckoned over a profusion of gay garden blossoms and a low, neatly trimmed hedge. But recently, the garden blooms have had to display their perfumed beauty in a setting of ever-encroaching weeds. A reminder that Major Jim Lord was in another country, helping to straighten the shambles left by World War II. Then, one day, Marsha Lord wrote a letter to her husband.
Dear Jim, I thought I was going to have such good news for you today about your garden. I know how you loved it. I've tried so hard to keep it the way you'd want it. But with my job in town and Dr. Nixon hounding me to relax, well, a few days ago, I thought my problems were solved. Dr. Nixon was giving me his usual morning telephone lecture.
And listen to me now, Marsha Lord. If you think I'm going to be able to face Jim when he comes home and finds you will, you're mistaken.
Oh, Dr. Nixon.
Don't doctor me. You've either got to give up the idea of going back to work or forget about Jim's silly gardens. You can't take care of both.
Yes, Doctor, but I'm going back to work.
Then you should never put out all those extra bulbs and seeds, just like Jim always did.
Don't you understand? I have to keep it, just like always.
Well, then get somebody to take care of them for you.
Oh, you know that's impossible. There just aren't any gardens.
Never mind, never mind. And don't let me hear about your cutting lawns or carting hedges.
Yes, Doctor. Yes, Doctor. Libby. Oh, Libby. There's someone at the door, Doctor, and Libby doesn't seem to be around. I'll call you back, all right? Yes? Oh. Oh, yes?
I'd be happy to tend your garden, ma'am.
You'd what?
I say I'd be happy to tend your garden, ma'am.
I was surprised, Jim, of course. A volunteer gardener popping in like that right out of the blue. But it wasn't just that. It was, well, I remember thinking, Jim, as I looked at him, he must be the ugliest young man in the world. But his voice was gentle.
Your garden looks like a beautiful lady that doesn't get the primping she deserves anymore.
Well, yes, I haven't been able to. Say, did Dr. Nixon send you here?
Ma'am, nobody sent me.
But you mean you just came?
Yes, sir. I just saw your beautiful flowers fighting those weeds, and I said to myself, that would be a happy job, Todd.
Well, we really don't have any place for...
Land sakes, Miss Lord. You ain't gonna turn him away. He's a godsend.
Oh, Libby, so you're here now?
Sure, I'm here. And a good thing, it seems. Miss Lord, now you know we got them rooms over the garages.
But, Libby, I...
Can't see much without my glasses, but he looks like a good, strong young fella, and he sounds civilized.
Libby.
I know what you're thinking, ma'am, but you needn't be doubtful.
Well, I don't mean to
Someone said it once in prettier words. An ugly face and want of exterior beauty generally increases the interior beauty.
Please believe me. Really,
What's all this beauty chatter?
So then, ma'am, I guess I'm entitled to the soul of an angel.
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Oh, well, you can work here today, and we'll see about your staying. You're sure you don't know Dr. Nixon?
No, ma'am.
All right. Libby, you show the young man where all the garden tools are kept.
Yes, ma'am. This way. Run this way, Todd.
Well, Dr. Nicky, you've gotten your way, and now I've got a gardener. With the soul of an angel and the face of a bad dream. Believe my eyes.
Just look at that garden and the lawn. Who cares if the lad don't have a movie star's profile?
Yes, Libby. I admit I'm glad I decided to let him stay on. Hello. Hello, Cleo girl.
Hello, darling.
How's our fluffy Persian princess today?
Hmm? Admit I'm glad because, well, I'm an inside girl, not no garden Gertie.
Goodbye, Libby. I may stop for a few words with our ugly duckling, and then I'll be leaving for town. Come on, Cleo. Want to come along?
Ugly duckling, hmm? What's wrong with that? In my book, they always turn into swans.
Well, I don't think this one will. Good morning, Todd.
Oh. Good morning, ma'am. Mrs. Lord.
My, you certainly have made quite a change out here.
It does look beautiful, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. That marigold border looks lovely now.
Well, that's why I wanted to work here in your garden, ma'am. It's friendly, like. Flowers are love's truest language. That's my sonnet, ma'am.
Why, that's a little surprising coming from...
Coming from somebody like me.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Yes, ma'am. That's mighty beautiful cat, ma'am.
Oh, yes. This is Cleo. She's part of our family, too, aren't you, Cleo?
Meow.
Yes.
You know, I love animals, too. Oh, she looks so fluffy. Can I pet her, Mrs. Lord?
Oh, why, of course. Cleo loves attention.
Come here, pretty little kid.
Oh, Cleo! Cleo! She's gone. Oh, I'm sorry she acted so... Did she scratch you?
No, but she doesn't like me because... Mrs. Lord, do you think I'm so ugly?
Well, I really hadn't...
No, don't answer me. You'd be lying. I can see it in your eyes.
But, Todd, you shouldn't
But you don't think I'm quite as ugly now as you did at first, do you? Pretty soon, maybe you won't think I'm ugly at all. Not at all.
You can think what you want, Marshal Lord, but I didn't have anything to do with your getting a new gardener.
Well, then I guess the fortunes just favor your slightest desire, Dr. Nicky.
They seem to. Marsha, have you ever noticed that little bungalow just above the reservoir road?
Oh, yes, I know the place. Jim and I always called it the China Doll's house because the house and the little lady were both so small and so pretty. She's always outside fussing with her flowers. They always look beautiful.
Not when I was out there this morning with the police. And strange, too, things didn't look exactly neglected, but every plant and every flower had withered and died.
I don't understand. What are you...
You might say your China doll had been broken.
Had she died, too?
She had been murdered.
Don't worry about her, Libby. She'll turn up.
Fool cat. Ain't seen hiding a hair of her since just before lunchtime. This Todd fella trying to make friends with her, she just spit and skedaddled.
Libby, did you know that pretty little woman who lived just above the Reservoir Road?
Huh? What's this now? She still does, don't she?
Dr. Nixon says she's dead. Beaten to death.
Oh, no, Mom. Oh. Burglars?
They don't know. The doctor said it must have been about 3 days ago. Sunday night, probably.
Miss Lord, maybe it's a good thing we got a man here now.
Libby, I hadn't noticed that she had been neglecting her flowers lately.
Why'd you say that?
Well, Dr. Nixon said they were all withered and dead. Good morning, Libby.
Morning, Miss Lord.
Oh, my goodness, Libby. What are you looking so glum about?
I found Cleo, Mom.
What's the matter? Is she hurt?
If you'll come with me, Miss Lord. She's out back at the garages. There, Mom. Over by those cement sidewalk blocks, Mr. Jim left stacked, leaning against the wall.
But where is Cleo?
That block lined flat, Mom. Cleo's under it. She must have knocked it over on herself.
Libby. Libby, Cleo couldn't knock that heavy block over. Somebody killed her.
The curtain falls on Act One of Stars Over Hollywood, which today brings you Brenda Joyce as the star of Ask of Thyself. In a moment, Brenda will be back in Act Two. Folks, here's the sensational Dairy Rich Mystery Stamp offer. It's a triple offer. You get three things. First, you get a mystery stamp. This stamp alone has a catalog value of 50 cents. Second, you get 250 other genuine foreign stamps. And third, you get a certificate for a full pint of Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink, redeemable at any Dairy Rich dairy or food store. Now, to get this wonderful offer, here's all you do. Just send your name and address with 15 cents to Dairy Rich, Chicago 10. That's all. No bottle caps to send, no letters. Just 15 cents with your name and address to Dairy Rich, Chicago 10. You'll get all three things postpaid: the rare mystery stamp, a collection of 250 other genuine foreign stamps, and a certificate for a full pint of Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Stamp collectors, every boy, girl, and grown-ups, too, here's an offer you just can't miss. This wonderful stamp collection was imported for Dairy Rich and guaranteed genuine by H.E. Harrison Company of Boston, world's leading stamp firm. The stamps were shipped in bulk by banks, missions, business firms everywhere, Asia, Africa, Australia, South America, Europe. Weighed out to approximately 250 stamps and sent to you unpicked, unsorted. What hidden treasure may you find? No one knows. You'll be the first to hunt through your stamp collection. Dairy Rich makes this sensational offer, so you'll join the millions who know and love Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. The swell-tasting drink with marvelous chocolate flavor. Fastest seller of all chocolate-flavored dairy drinks. So send for this wonderful stamp offer right now. Just your name and address with 15 cents to Dairy Rich, Chicago 10. You'll get postpaid, the mystery stamp, 250 genuine foreign stamps, and certificate for full pint of Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Here's Act Two of Ask of Thyself, starring Brenda Joyce as Marcia Lloyd.
That was when I began to get suspicious, Jim. I felt guilty about it, but I knew that a little cat like Cleo couldn't have tipped that cement block over on herself. I don't know why I suspected Todd. Perhaps it was his extreme ugliness. And all the time I kept thinking of the pretty little old lady in the dollhouse, her body crumpled and broken. Then Cleo. I had to know. I had to find out. Hello, Todd.
Oh, good afternoon, ma'am. I'm mighty sorry to hear about the accident to your pretty little cat.
Thank you.
You know, somebody wrote once, beauty is the first present nature gives to a woman and the first it takes away. I guess it must apply to cats, too.
Perhaps.
That's too bad. That's really too bad.
Todd, I didn't notice that you wore gloves while you worked yesterday.
Hmm? Oh, yes, ma'am. A gardener has to wear gloves or he gets blisters from rake handles and cuts from fencing wire and...
And scratches? From rose bush thorns?
That's right, ma'am. From thorns. Miss Lord, why'd you ask about my gloves?
Why, there was no reason.
You want me to take them off, don't you?
Why, no, I...
Well, I will take them off. You see?
Your hands aren't... I mean, your hands are nice, Todd.
Now, you must be thinking things, too. People always do. I never get a chance to show them that it's wrong what they think when they just look at my face and they get so suspicious.
I'm sorry, Todd. I didn't understand.
I want people to like me, ma'am, but they just think wrong things. They ask questions. You're asking questions.
Well, I won't bother you anymore. You can get back to your work now.
Everybody gets suspicious. It's bad. It's too bad.
Miss Lord, Mom.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Libby, what now?
Look at it, Mom. I just picked it. But look, it's all withered and dead.
Oh, but Libby, that certainly doesn't call for such concern, just one flower.
Mom, the whole patch of glads are all dead. And just this afternoon I saw them. They was all growing just as healthy and beautiful as all the rest. But now...
Some plant blight just happened to choose that spot, that's
no.
all.
No. No, you're thinking the same as I am, ma'am. But you're afraid to admit it. It's just like it was with those other flowers at that other place where...
Oh, it's just a coincidence.
No. He's here. He's the one.
But why did the flowers die, Libby?
Maybe he's put a curse on them. Yes, maybe that always comes first.
Oh, Libby, stop that. Do you hear me? Stop it.
Curses or coincidences. Why must we be worrying about evidence? It's tempting fate.
Shh, Libby. You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
No, Mom. Not the dark. Oh, I wish I'd brought Mr. Jim's shotgun, though. That's what I wish.
Todd said he was going to walk up to the top of Oak Knoll. It'll be an hour before he gets back to the garage here.
I hope he never does.
Here we are.
Oh, but, Mom, what are we looking for?
Anything. Anything that might give us any real reason to think... Oh. Strange. It's the garden plant sprayer up here.
And that there's a little black satchel.
Yes, it was the only baggage he had when he came. Well, it opens.
Oh, dear, close it, Mom, close it. Let's not look. Let's just... Just a bunch of bottles. Maybe he's a traveling salesman.
Libby, these are all poisons.
Well, all gardeners use poison, Mum. Insecticide, bug poisons.
But carbolic acid, sulfuric acid, corrosive concentrates. If any of these were sprayed on a flower...
I was afraid we'd find... Oh, yes, Mum. It would, wouldn't it? It did.
Well, there's your curse. Come, Libby, we'd better... Let's see now. We'll put everything back just as it was. The bottle's in. Close it up. Hey, he won't even know we've been here. Come on, Libby.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
Careful.
Careful. Now you say it. We should have started being careful a long time ago.
Well, I did call Dr. Nicky right after you picked the dead flower. His nurse said he was out.
Yeah, should have called the police right then. Or the FGIs, or the Marines.
Libby.
Miss Lord. It's him.
Back in the shadow of the tree, Libby. He won't see us.
Oh. Good evening, ma'am. Miss Libby. You're out with the moon and the stars, too, I see. You're surprised I noticed you there, aren't you? You wouldn't be if you knew, though. See, I have wonderful eyes. They're not pretty, but they're sharp.
We were just... Well, it was so lovely out that Libby and I, we thought we'd get a breath of fresh air, didn't we, Libby?
Yes, Mom.
You're back early from your walk, aren't you, Todd?
I didn't go to Oak Knoll.
You didn't?
No, ma'am. Just not quite that far. Good night, ma'am. Miss Libby.
Yes. Good night, Todd. Good night. There. His light's on. He wasn't suspicious.
Saints be praised.
Now we've got to get to the telephone.
You can get to the phone, ma'am, but I'm going to get to the back closet and Mr. Jim's shotgun. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Get Mr. Jim's shotgun.
Hello? 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 Libby, is that... Oh, hello, hello. Why doesn't that girl answer? Hello, please.
Nobody will answer, ma'am.
Todd.
I cut the wire where it comes by my window.
But why, Todd? Is anything the matter?
You telephone the police. You're thinking things about me now. Suspicious things. Just like all the rest, even your cat.
Oh, no, Todd, I'm not.
No. Don't move, ma'am. See, I'd catch you. I'm very fast, Mrs. Lawton. I'm very strong.
Where's Libby? What have you done?
I thought I could be happy here, but no. You're just like all the rest. You're suspicious. You're afraid. Don't you know suspicion and fear destroy beauty? I wouldn't destroy beauty, ma'am. But it's not wicked to destroy suspicion and fear. I have to do it.
What have you done with Libby?
All I ever wanted was to have somebody love me the way you love your husband, or even the way you love a dog or that cat. But women always cringe from me.
No, Todd.
People whisper behind my back, he must be mean and wicked because he's so ugly.
Todd, listen to
me. You don't know what it is to have your mother ashamed of you and have your father just beat you black and blue so the people would think the ugliness came from the beatings.
What have you done to Libby, Todd?
Those kids in the school, they never call you ugly, Todd, mean Todd. But I wasn't mean, ma'am. I was good. I loved beautiful things. Sometimes I even wrote poetry.
What have you done to Libby?
Wrote it, but I never had a chance to read it to anybody. He's a bad one, they said. So I said, be what they think you have done.
What have you done to Libby?
I hit her on the head, locked her in the back closet. She was going into it anyway.
The black back closet?
See, this time I think I'll burn down the house.
Todd, listen. We haven't hurt you. Why don't you just leave us? Go away to some place you'll be happy.
No. Then you'd think I was stupid, and I'm not stupid. By morning, all your beautiful flowers would be dead, too. I did that, ma'am.
Libby and I won't ever tell.
And by morning, ma'am, you'll be...
Todd, just lock me in the back closet. With Libby, then.
Huh?
So we can be together when...
Wait a minute. Is it in the trick?
Oh, how could it be? The house will burn it.
That'll be lovely, won't it?
Here it is. The closet. Please, Todd, you can do this much.
Ma'am, you're acting kind of funny. You know, there was another pretty lady. I had to beat her quite a lot.
Oh, you're just afraid. Afraid to open that door and look again. On a poor woman you struck down, on Libby.
Now, that's pretty silly, ma'am. I didn't even hit this one hard.
But you're afraid to lock me in with Libby, because you'll have to see what you did to Libby.
Afraid? I'll show you I'm not afraid.
Oh, if she only has the gun.
I'm gonna make the house burn fast, ma'am. You won't mind it so much. Now, I'll show you. Yeah, show you whether I'm brave or not. There.
Well, Libby certainly did a good job.
Yes, Dr. Nixon, but she's all broken up over it.
Oh, she'll get over it.
They can stop looking for him now, Doctor.
So the murderer was your gardener?
Yes, I guess he was.
Wasn't very pretty, was he, even before? Well, he got what he deserved.
How do you know what he deserved? Can you make up your mind just by looking at him?
Well, after all, he was pretty mean looking.
But, Doctor, that was the trouble. That was what made him a murderer. No one ever considering that ugliness can be only skin deep, too.
This piece of paper is all he had in his pockets.
Let me see it.
It's like part of a poem. Probably his own obituary.
Ask of thyself what beauty is. So you see, Jim, your garden is all in the past right now. But every time I look at it, I think, ask of thyself what beauty is. No, that wasn't Todd's obituary. But maybe someday, when we learn to look a little deeper before we make up our minds about people, then perhaps what he wrote here will be an obituary to an ugliness that was greater than his.
Curtain comes down on Stars Over Hollywood, which today has brought you lovely Brenda Joyce as the star of Ask of Thyself. Stay right with us, because in just a moment, Brenda comes back for her curtain call. Just a word of warning, folks. The Dairy Rich Mystery Stamp Offer is the first big, important stamp offer made since before the war. There are millions of experienced stamp collectors, and these folks know what an amazing offer this really is. So there's going to be a rush. Get your order in early. Imagine one stamp alone cataloged at 50 cents, 250 other guaranteed genuine foreign stamps, and a certificate good for a full pint of dairy-rich chocolate-flavored drink. Now, to get all this, just send your name, address, and 15 cents to Dairy Rich, that's spelled D-A-R-I-R-I-C-H, Dairy Rich. Let me repeat that address, Dairy Rich, Chicago 10. It's curtain call time, and here's our charming star, Brenda Joyce. Brenda, as always, it was a wonderful performance.
Thank you, Art. As always, it was a lot of fun. A good story and a fine cast. Now, before I go, I'd like to know something about next week's show.
Well, for your information and the listeners, next week we welcome back another great Stars Over Hollywood favorite, Leon Ames, who headlines our cast, and we have a grand story. Now it's time to say thanks again, Brenda Joyce, for being with us today. Today's cast included Florence Lake, Tony Barrett, and Barney Phillips. All persons or places in today's play were fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons or places is entirely coincidental. Next week, new personalities and a new original radio play. So remember, the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood, next Saturday, same time, same CBS station. How do you go about stamp collecting? Why, it's the easiest of all hobbies and very inexpensive to get started. In fact, your Dairy Rich Mystery Stamp Offer is just the start you need. And with your stamps, you'll receive a folder telling just how you can get a fine illustrated stamp album with some wonderful information on stamp treasure hunting. So don't delay. Get your order in right away. Remember, all you do is send your name and address, together with 15 cents, to Dairy Rich, Chicago 10. And you'll be on your way to being a real stamp collector when you get this big mystery stamp offer from Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Today's play was written for Stars Over Hollywood by Don R. Christensen and was directed by Paul Pierce. Musical score by Del Castillo. This is Art Gilmore speaking for Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.